Yes, sir. Welcome back to another episode of the one, the only, the Come Up, hosted by the one and only White Boy with Sauce and Mr. Mars.
Yes, sir.
How we feeling tonight, Mars?
Feeling amazing.
Feeling amazing. Yo, tonight we have a very special guest, like always, but tonight is also very special. We have the one and only Smokey Picasso with us tonight. How you for his very interview? Yo, how you feeling, man?
We late, bro.
You not nervous at all for your first interview? You look calm, very nonchalant,
bro. He was basically saying I'm a nonchalant dreadhead, as some of you might say and shit on
For real, man.
I just sparked up, man. I ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
For real, man. No, you look very cool, bro. You look very chill. You look very awesome right now, bro. And honestly, we excited to have you, for real.
For sure.
But yo,
so thank y'all.
Of course,
thank y'all for having me, man.
Bro, thank you for coming,
thank
bro.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming, for real. Thank you for coming.
That's what she said.
Type shit, for real. And here we have, before we get into it, we have a new song from the one and only Yeni Yuka, who just came out of retirement, and with his new single called Shady. Y'all excited?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm back. Michael Jordan here.
For real. All right, this is Shady by Yeni Yuka. Let's get it.
Flirting Tay, never cared for Stacy, was only for a day. I'm a big chunky boy and them lady love the bass. Dior got a type and I'm begging up the case. Blood and I'm French and it's soon when I say. J'emmène back au Vietnam, on va à Lombé. Rencontrer tous mes cousins, voir pécho dans le quai. You been loving, but I heard he said bye. Baby, hear my shoulder, just come over here and cry. I'm gonna take my chains, don't hate me, but I slide. I know that used to love him, but remember that he lied. Girl, I swear, I'ma listen to you, I never scold. And I'ma care for you, and if my game weak, baby, you can call it off. But I'm your friend, your father, your confidant. I ain't a son, but I like to kiss your feet. Lick the back sweat, your spine, it tastes sweet. Yeah, the smile, the twinkle, you made a man weak. Yeah, I like to tease you, and feel that cookie leak. Fuck the streets, let me take you home. Wash off the sins and I mute my second phone. Now I wait a minute, till I feel you in the zone. I ain't a boy no more, let me show you that I'm grown, that I'm.
Yo, that was a hit. That's awesome. That was pretty lit, honestly. That is valid as hell, man. Honestly, we can't wait to have him on the show one day, bro. Hopefully we get him. But tonight's not about him. Tonight is about Smokey Picasso, bro. Yes, sir. The one and only, bro. So, you know what? Let's get into the basics of it. So, for those of you who don't know.
First things first.
All right, get into it, man. Tell us about yourself.
Smokey, fun fact, man, Smokey was not even my first rap name and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I used to call myself Afro Samurai and stuff.
Afro Samurai, okay.
I rock with that name. I still, like, keep it as a backup, if anything, I guess. But, so, basically, how I got the Smokey name, Smokey moniker, you know what I'm saying? That, you dig?
Okay,
how I turned into Smokey, you know what I'm saying?
You evolved.
So, I was just in a hood where I just, chilling with my homies and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, just at the park, right? We got a park.
Yeah.
We had a park.
Mm-hmm.
Marceline Wilson Park and shit. And I was just chilling with my friends, right? And I get to walking towards the basketball goddamn. Why am I forgetting my words, bro?
Basketball.
It's okay.
Basketball court, yeah. Okay, all right. Basketball court. And my homie, right? He's like, yo, Smokey, you just called me Smokey out of nowhere, right? And I turn back, I'm like, yo, what's up? Why you call me Smokey, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, bro, You remind me of that fucking that role Chris Tucker done played, and I'm saying the Friday movie and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just look like him, act like him and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Sort of, bro. You just remind me of Smokey and shit. You know what I'm saying? That movie, I just started laughing and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then from that day on and shit, you know what I'm saying, they just started calling me Smokey and stuff.
Smokey Picasso.
Smokey, where's the Picasso come from?
The fun part, Picasso and stuff. I don't know. I was in the studio with Mars and shit.
Okay. Shout out to Mars.
30 hour ago and shit. And I asked him for I ripped a paper out of his notebook or whatever. And then I asked him for a pen and shit because we had people recording and stuff. And we was like in the other side of the booth, right?
Yeah.
So I get to drawing stuff, and that's where the Picasso comes from. So My first real, let's say, contact with art. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't through music, wasn't through watching movies and shit. It was through drawing and shit. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I was at school, bro. Teacher would be teaching and shit. I'd be doodling my fucking notebook, bro. Just doodling, drawing shit. Drawing shit on my fucking test papers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just drawing everywhere, bro.
Some artist stuff. Yeah. You still draw? You still do art?
I still draw. I was just drawing, bro, like an hour ago. And shit.
It's true. What? For real?
Yeah, for real. I even got the page and everything. I don't know where you put the drawing though.
What would you say your style
is? I think I put it in my bag.
Would you say your style is like similar to actual Picasso, or like you got like
your own? Nah, I got my own style.
Okay, I feel
it. Always best to Paul Little. Big right, Pop, man. You know what I mean?
Did you ever do your own album covers too?
Yeah.
Fun fact, yeah. My first cover for my first tape, I basically drew it, and I had a homie of mine digitalize it through Adobe.
Dude, that's sick.
Shout out to Neil Armstrong, as I call him. You know what I'm saying?
Neil Armstrong. Because he on the moon?
Yeah.
He on the moon?
Not even like that. He's just, he lit like Armstrong, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay, I feel it.
Matter of fact, I call him Neil Armstrong, you know what I'm saying? Instead of Armstrong, you did? Because he's in the art field and shit, you know what I'm saying? And Neil Armstrong, everybody knows who Neil Armstrong is. So I call him in my phone.
Armstrong, okay.
Bro, shout out to Neil Armstrong, for real. Hey, is he dead?
That was years ago, man.
I think he died.
He might be dead, bro.
The aliens got him, bro.
In the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
For real. So what made you get into music?
Mm-hmm. Music? Okay, so my first passion and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I call it my first passion was basketball and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to make it to the league, like, let's say early teens.
Yeah.
Like from 11 to 14 and shit. You know what I'm saying? 10, 11 to 14 and shit. You know I'm saying? I was real deep into basketball and stuff.
Yeah.
Like training basically every day, even after school, you know what I'm saying? Going to spending whole summers at the park and stuff, just hooping, grinding and all that.
So you good then?
I could, you know what I'm saying? I could hold my own, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I could hold my own record. You did, you know what I'm saying? Like,
underrated got your name
don't,
too.
Don't fuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, shit. So, yeah, I had a team and shit.
Yeah.
I was on the team. City. I was playing for the city, not for my own school, the high school I used to attend to. So basically, bro, one game, it's like I don't know how important the game was. I forgot if it was playoffs or just regular season or whatever and shit. What happens is I get in, right? And I'm saying we play basketball game, regular basketball game, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other team attempts a shot, or I think our team attempted a shot or something, and then basically the shot is missed, so rebound and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I go for the rebound, right?
Yeah.
I go for the rebound. Three other niggas from the opposite team jump at the same time as me. I get down with the ball, though, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know how them niggas just stumbled.
Stumbled and fumbled.
Up on their own feet and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, fell on me and stuff. So it was, like, one big nigga, a smaller one, and, like, a shorter one, a skinnier one.
Bro, they come in all sizes, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking dominoes and stuff. And first dude was, like, heavy as hell. So they follow. I go down with the ball. They fall on me, right? They fell on my leg. You know what I'm saying?
They crush
so,
you?
Nah, whoa.
Not like that.
That's crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't fucking
not like that.
Paper weak and shit, you know what I'm saying? Nah. So they follow my leg.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get up, right? I'm just like, the adrenaline is pumping and stuff. Like, I don't give a fuck about no injury right now. So I'm not even worried about nothing. I'm just, I feel a little something in my knee. But at the time, I thought it was like nothing serious, right? So I try to get up. I still got the ball in my hands. I can't get up. I can't get up. I tried again. I can't get up. Them niggas got off my leg. I look at my leg, bro. My knee's like almost behind my leg. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit's all crazy shit, dislocated and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Did you feel it? You didn't feel
it? Yeah, I felt it, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, once I looked at it, bro, I took a peek at it, and then the pain kicked in and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, okay, so like, when the adrenaline was happening, you didn't feel it at first and after.
Right, that's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, so... I didn't start panicking and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Did you finish the game at least?
Not even, I couldn't tell, bro.
Bro, that's called, if you did that, bro, that would have been crazy.
Right, bro, you know what I'm saying? But at the time, I didn't, like, think of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, like, close to the start of the game and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I couldn't get up. Did get to fucking call the ambulance and stop the whole game.
I hope so.
I left on a fucking stretcher, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I didn't know at the time you could just, like, I didn't know how serious it was and shit. I didn't know you could just, like, put that shit back, right? You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I get to go into the hospital and stuff. They treat my shit. They just replace it, like, fast as fuck. And I'm like, damn, so all this...
Like a pit stop?
Right, like a fucking pit stop. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Same shit. Cars 1, 2, 3, whatever.
Yo, for
real. You know what I'm saying? Luigi, I think that boy was his name was Luigi and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Luigi, and then you just get replacing all the wheels and stuff.
It's easy,
you know
I can
do it. Yeah. Bro, him with that pit stop.
You know what I'm saying? And we got Mario right there, exactly. Too, you know what I'm saying? So, no, it's but anyway,
for real.
Yeah, bro, that shit was just wild, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, like, they replaced my shit, and then, so yeah, after that, bro, I can, like, play basketball. Obviously, I can play basketball. I was stuck home for, like, a couple weeks. I done missed school, you know what I'm saying, and all that. So I was just stuck home thinking, okay, I can't ball anymore. Like, ball was my whole life and stuff. So what can I do? Right? I got all this time on my hands and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I gonna spend this time on, right? And I get to thinking, okay, what's the second thing I love most in life after basketball, you know what I'm saying?
And movies.
Huh?
And movies?
I mean, movies comes in a little later and stuff.
Oh, okay, you know fair.
But see, I'd say top five, bro. Top five, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Movies is goated. You got to go with movies.
So that's what started your whole feel from, like, making music, right?
Sort of. I'm getting there. Second thing that I love the most in life, I was like, okay, music, man. That's obvious, bro. You know what I'm saying? I used to, like, go to the grocery store and on the ride there, you know what I'm saying? Tupac playing in the car and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You got Dr. Dre playing in the car, Eminem. Lauryn Hill, all types of stuff, fucking Sean Paul, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Bangers, shit. You
know? Whole bunch of stuff. And so, yeah, I just grew up on music a lot, you know what I'm saying? Discovered some music by my on my own too, not just like the music around me. And what else? So I'm chewing gum, hold on.
Yeah. No, you good.
And from that, like you were saying, you also did your drawings. Would you say that...
I started drawing way before basketball, way before music, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, back to the music and stuff. Sorry, I'm going to get back to you, bro, you know what I'm saying? So, back to the music thing. I was like, okay, music's the second thing I love most in life.
Yeah.
So, let me just fuck around, start writing a couple of bars, find me a beat on YouTube, and see where it goes. And that's how it started, basically. And then, ever since then, been making music, you know what I'm saying? I asked my cousin, who's a very, shouts out MK, man. Shout out MK, bro.
Shout out to MK, for real.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga, bro, he's busy been there my whole life, you know what I'm saying? And he was there when I first started rapping. He was there when I was balling and stuff. We was on the same team, everything. I've been to his crib, he been to mine, et cetera, et cetera. Regular cousin shit, right?
Yeah.
And I asked him and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, at the time, and still to this day, this is, like, basically the person I got, like, the most... trusting, like I'm most familiar with. I asked me, oh, MK, you see me ball, you see me rapping shit, I'm saying? We done balled together, like really balled out. You know what I'm saying? And he knows, he knew he was one of the first people that knew I made music, right?
Okay, but.
And then I asked him, like, yo, bro, what do you see me doing in like 5 to 10 years from now and shit, you know what I'm saying? He's like rapping, bro.
Damn, so he's been like a real day one, right?
Yup, exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you flip a page in the dictionary, you know what I'm saying, to MK and shit, you know what I'm saying, and that's what you get, bro, you know what I'm saying? No Glaze family, that's family, though, you know what I'm saying? I can't even say that, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't even say that, but yeah, he was like, yo, rapping, so, and I knew deep down and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got it and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I completely
y'all gonna hear stuff, and y'all gonna be able to confirm for yourselves.
100%.
But, yeah, confidence in me in terms of music has always been, you know, skyrocket level, you know what I'm saying? And,
you have a cool origin story, bro. Has anyone ever told you that? That's some crazy
shit. Yeah, that's the first time I hear that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's cool how they see that even though you didn't start music, the music, you know, you still had creativity oozing out of you with the music, with the drawing and all of that.
So it only seemed right.
Yeah, it only seemed right. And honestly, I completely agree with your cousin, bro, because your flows, you just glide on the beat. You just, I don't know how to explain it.
I'm excited to hear more of his music, bro.
I appreciate it, bro. Yo, if the nigga wasn't in Toronto right now, I would have super brought him here, bro.
Bro, you can call him up right now, bro.
I could call him up?
Yeah, call him up right now. Tell me
about it. There's no time. I got 10% on my phone, bro. I'm spending those on this fucking car.
There's no time skip, no time zone difference in Toronto, so he's got no excuse, bro. It's 10 o'clock on a beautiful Friday night.
Pick up, boy.
Man, it's true. You like to add on to the gliding of the music, bro. Oh, wait, we'll see.
Let's see if he answers.
Come on, man.
The moment of truth, bro.
Normally, I only let shit ring for more than 3 times, but he has to. Hold on. Let me call him back, bro. No fucking way. You're not going to do this to me live, boy.
Tell you what, how about we play some of your music, and after we try calling him back? Would you like that? We try and go into an ad break too after that. So I'll tell you what,
I'll give him a second time, man. He should have picked up the first time. You're going to have to wait till after the break.
Yes, you sir. Yes, sir. All right, yo, we going to listen to some more Smokey Picasso, bro. We going to listen to a song called Tipsy. And after, we're going to a little ad break. Stay tuned, y'all. This is The Come Up with the White Boy with Sauce and Mars.
Yeah.
See y'all soon.
Wish I could be somewhere different right now. If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi, this is BB Club, and you're listening to CJLO at Concordia University. Enjoy!
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. It's Floydian Slip every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more at FloydianSlip.com.
Yo, 1690, you're listening to The Come Up with the White Boy with Sauce, Mars, and Smokey Picasso. Yo, that was some crazy ass stuff. Dude, that was my first time listening to it, but yo, you were gliding on that beat.
Of course, man.
Dude, that's some crazy stuff. Different Right Now and Tipsy by Smokey Picasso. You gotta drop that last one, bro. You really gotta drop the one. The Different Right Now.
It's dropped on SoundCloud. Right
SoundCloud?
Now,
bro, I need that on Spotify.
SoundCloud. Okay, I'm not now might be the best time for me to announce that I should definitely drop it on all platforms and stuff.
Yeah, it's about time.
I should get to it. I'm you know what I'm saying? Get that dropped on every platform. Different Right Now.
100%, bro.
But all my cousins is fucking with this. All my peoples is fucking with this.
Yeah.
Man, that's MK's favorite song.
MK, yo, yeah. It's my favorite song too now, for real. Dude, it's crazy. So,
right, wait for what's next, man.
What's next, bro? Honestly, yo, so let's talk about your songs. So, what would you say influences like your style or like your sound?
First of all, man. Okay, so I'm gonna give you like the five steps how to do it like Smokey. You can't really do it like me, you know what I'm saying? But like,
you can only be you.
The closest you get, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Five rules. Get like Smokey. Rap like Smokey for dummies, right?
Oh, I bet.
So, number one, bro, I try to always switch up my flows and stuff. I never like keeping the same rhythm with my vocals for too long, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's something I got from like just listening over and over again to people that made me start rapping, like Ski Mask and Slum Guys. Ski Mask and Slum Guys is big, like big influence in my music.
100%, yeah.
When I told you that story about my fucked up leg, how I started rapping and stuff, writing my first rhymes. Mm-hmm. So Ski Mask and Slum God, rapper from Florida, and XXXTentacion, long live him. Other rapper from Florida, they're both collaborators, frequent collaborators and stuff. They both influenced me to really start making music. Like my first songs, when I first started writing my first songs and stuff, I know how I rap, and it was just like blatant X and Ski copy and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like I was just jacking their shit. Bad pause. Pause on that.
But inspiring yourself, you know, forging your style, you know, that's exactly the process.
Everyone starts somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you got the classics like Tupac has always been a... Tupac's a big, like... Tupac's an influence in, like, everything I do. I just... The artistic side with the just real side and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, the music with the... And, like, Tupac is just, like...
He's telling a story.
One of my favorite... Yeah, my favorite artists... Of all time.
100%.
I call it my goat, you know what I'm saying?
Would you say that like your style is also like because of Tupac more like West Coast?
Nah, not even that. Totally. My shit's from the fucking space, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get my shit from.
From the stars, bro.
I'm mixed
50% Neil Armstrong,
alien,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Martian shit, you did?
Yo.
The hidden village of the smoke, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You get it, bro. But yeah, I just try to also experiment a lot in my music. Because I noticed that, you know, over the years, but the stuff I like listening to always changes, switches. So let's say, like, right now, I could be comfortable telling you I listen to more rock than, you know what I'm saying, rap for the last maybe past year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? or as much rock as I did rap and shit. I'm saying, cause like, yeah, that would be my most listened to music genre.
For real.
And then you got rock. I was fucked with rock, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ever since a kid, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I played a. I don't know if we got any goddamn Sonic fans here. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to like, oh, that's also like a big influence on like everything I do. Just everything I like influences everything I do.
Like, mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Culture, video games, music, shows.
So I might be just, you know, doing an interview with the white boy with the most sauce and the most culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Who knows? Bro. Honestly, so like, but speaking of Sonic, so like, I'm guessing Crush 40, right?
Yeah, Crush 40.
Bro,
Crush
live 40, and learn.
Know, shit, we were just talking about that shit, like, right down outside and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, All of Me is a crazy song. Me, for man, a video game, that goes too right. hard.
Bro, I told you gotta check out the
Dude,
rest of.
I gotta check it out. Now you told me,
man. You know what I'm saying? Crush 40. You got Crush 40. You got My Chemical Romance and stuff. Just the I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm a fiend for the emo shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for the emo shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? My Chemical Romance, and then you got little Panic at the Disco, something. You know
Panic at the Disco is actually pretty cool. I like the singer. He has like a cool voice. It makes him very unique.
Facts, bro. And I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I only got one song. I listen to him like on repeat, bro. You know what I'm saying? The classic, what the name of that song, bro?
Mama said, I ain't
ever heard of closing a goddamn door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got that. Sorry, Panic. I can't shout y'all out, man. I forgot the, you know what I'm saying, name of the song I listen to the most made by you guys. But, shit, yeah, that song, Creed, you know what I'm saying? It just, Creed, I forgot the name of that song too, man. You know what I'm saying? Me now, I'm giving it, man. And I'm thinking maybe 6 feet and so far down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I started off really listening to a lot of Ski, you know what I'm saying? It's like new age. For the new age rappers, the first rappers I discovered was Ski, X, and then you got your Futures. You got your Chief Keefs of this world. You got Young Thug, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Who else? Uzi.
Uzi, too. You know what I'm saying? Of course, bro. Prime Uzi was unstoppable, honestly.
Facts, bro. 2019, right before COVID and shit, you know what I'm saying? I got on Cardi and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, some of my folks might say I got on Cardi late. Some might say at the right time. I don't know. I just discovered Cardi towards like 2019 and shit. And then you got SaBaby, underrated and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I focus on SaBaby heavy and shit. Who else, man? You know what I'm saying? A bunch of names, man. You know what I'm saying? Really the I like a whole bunch of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah,
you should too, to be honest. Especially if you make art. Anybody at home listening to this right now, bro, you wanna make art, you wanna try and create shit of your own, man. You can't restrict yourself to one specific thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta take a bit from everywhere and just inspire yourself from 100,000 different things.
100%.
Big tip from your one and only Smokey Picasso and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You had a question, Mario.
Yeah, I'm
gonna get back to you, you know what I'm saying? I told you I was gonna get back to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I keep
talking. That's what I'm talking about, bro. So you're saying so much about these new artists and this, like, this new style coming out and how, like, you have your personal preferences, but what do you think of this new style coming out and, like, this... Talk about like this new wave of music coming out, don't you?
To be honest, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like a old ass, grumpy old fucking, you know what I'm saying? A decrepit old piece of cheese.
Not really.
But it's really hit or miss, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be dead ass, bro. I'm going to be very, very, very honest. It's very hit or miss. But when it hits, man, it hits, bro. And again, man, music is subjective.
Subjective.
Very subjective, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the things that's undeniably subjective in the world, you know what I'm saying? So, to be honest, man, you just gotta like taste it for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Pause.
but for sure.
I'm second to the back, man. You know I'm saying no more, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm too tired, bro. That's crazy.
Shit, what was I gonna say?
Tasting.
Nah, nigga. Fuck no, bro. All right, nah, but dead ass.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hella names. Let's say, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about the city and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
New Wave. Sure. We'll deal with the rest of the world later and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But what's going on here? Montreal and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Me, of course, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking go to break, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start putting out new music. First nigga you should listen to is me.
Exactly. Okay? Stay tuned.
And then...
Can't wait.
I got my boy Kaz and stuff. Kaz... from YG Studios and stuff.
Yeah.
Wake Up Kaz on Instagram or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's trying to follow the nigga, I don't know for what reason. Just, I guess he does good music, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely suggest it. Kaz, got my boy Kama and stuff. Kama,
yes, Kama. We just had him on the show recently, man. For just, real.
Yeah, y'all done had that nigga on the show a couple times. Kama's a good homie of mine. Makes crazy music. I remember the first time I heard Common music, man. You know what I'm saying? We go to the same studio. So MBS is the spot where I really like started developing my sound and stuff.
Yeah, we've been there a few times. Well, yep. We've been there. They did like a free show. It was outside.
Yeah, for the hood.
Yeah. For the, y'all was there, bro.
Yeah.
And you started pouring on like the first performance. I felt bad.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I came. Yeah. I put up after the rain, bro.
Dude, okay. Yeah. Stop, there was like this white, I don't know who it was, but there was this white guy that kept like trying to get everyone's attention. It was like, love. One Piece, one love.
Yeah, it's the one
with the big beard.
It's Nitai.
Yeah, this is boss of NBS. You know,
yeah, bro, he's boss. A cool guy. Look, getting everyone's attention. He's like, love, everyone, come here. It's one love. Bro, he was a cool ass guy, for real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you made him sound like a hippie, low key.
Nah, not like that. Not like
that. Nitai, man.
Shout out to Nitai.
He got everyone's attention. He was a great MC, low key.
An amazing MC with a lot of experience, too. With all the shows that he did, for sure.
Facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? Doing it for the longest, bro. You know what I'm saying? Kama and then Rico, the whole CBA for real. All the CBA members I know of are talented and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, man.
Shout out to
CBA,
bro.
So you got
Yo
Mars, you know what I'm saying? Mario and stuff. Rico make crazy beats. You know what I'm saying?
Rico makes the craziest stuff and then he'll never drop it. You'd be like, bro, this is the craziest song I've ever heard. I will never drop it. Why are you laughing, Mario? You're in the same category.
I know it's coming soon. I'm guilty of that myself.
Bro, you guilty. Dude, both of y'all are guilty. Y'all will gatekeep some of the craziest things I'll ever hear. And all of a sudden, yeah, bro, it's dropping. When? I need this yesterday,
you
bro.
Open the gates,
I know, but soon, we got this stuff. I blame SoCan on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we need to get, you know, those copyrights.
So was SoCan, bro. You know, so I was planning on, like, just working with them.
Yeah, I have to work with them. First of all, they give out funding, so that's amazing. And they pay not only for you to make music, but to travel the world to make music.
Are you serious?
This is for real.
Like, I knew about them, like, they
I want to travel.
Ones and stuff. Pretty, so they had a whole, like, little event and stuff.
Yeah.
Teaching about getting paid for the music you post online and stuff. You
exactly.
And, they do that too?
Yeah, but not only that, they make sure that you get all your revenue from everywhere. So if it plays at an event, if it plays on the radio, if it plays anywhere, they'll make sure that you get that money that you're supposed to get, you know?
100%.
Damn, so you telling me I would've got paid right now for y'all playing my stuff while I was soaking in and stuff?
Well, I hope so. I
mean, technically, you're still getting, like, any song that's been played, there's revenue and you can claim it for 1 year. You have 1 year to claim it.
With SoCan? Okay.
So
I'm gonna look into the details and stuff.
Always look into details. SoCan is a blessing, bro.
Should we go into an ad break and after we play the beat, then you wanna do the little freestyle? You down for that?
Let's do it.
All right, yo. We finally go into a little ad break, and after we got a special treat for y'all. So stay tuned, y'all. This is the Come Up with the Mars, the White Boy with Sauce, and Smokey Picasso. Let's get it, yo.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. It's Floydian Slip every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more at FloydianSlip.com.
Hey, it's Fireball Kid, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Yes, sir. We are back at it again. The Come Up, 1690. You are listening to The Come Up. How y'all feeling tonight, boys and girls?
Feeling amazing.
You feeling amazing? How you feeling, Smokey?
Yeah, we out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You know me, bro.
Yes, sir. Before we go into the freestyle, we also have the Too Late. That's a song or that a beat?
What's that? What's that beat? Hold on.
Before we get into the freestyle, do you have a quote of the day?
Quote of the day? Ladies and gentlemen, man. I thought about coming up with some dumbass shit I could say on here, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just decided to fucking throw my brain out the window and let my lips move. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But not today, man. You know what I'm saying? I decided, like, my first time, I should motivate some of the people out here and shit. You know what I'm saying? If y'all go out and start tweaking and stuff, I'll take it better and just poop on all of y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. But anything is possible, for real. That's something I got from Kevin Garnett, my favorite player, basketball player of all time and stuff. And some stuff he said, iconic line, now iconic line. He said after winning his first ever NBA championship, got into the mic, he was getting interviewed just like I was getting interviewed, just as I'm getting interviewed, and screamed three words, anything is possible. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that. Anytime anybody tells me about a passion project they got or something they want to do in life, I always tell them go for it. Anything is possible, and I truly believe that.
That's beautiful, man. Loki, honestly, bro, I love that. Appreciate you gotta shoot for the stars and never look back.
You know what I'm saying? Don't ever let nobody tell you can't fly, bro.
Without further ado, bro, we got a Tupac instrumental. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes.
Turn me up in
looking hard,
man.
But won't realize that they will never
you got
see
this?
Yeah.
The peace.
69 is the come up freestyle.
I told y'all about Pop, man. You know what I'm saying? Back in bed, but I try to honor that motherfucker, bro. Peep Picasso, cause I can pay the nigga red. Pay the nigga dead, pay me in your bitch bed. But I'd rather pay me with some motherfucking meals down my arm. Rich Mill out of ice, give me chills, boy. Hold up. If I get the perp in the putter, I'll pull up. But fuck that, get the rolling up smoke for us. Why you saying that if the team went for us? So add me and that motherfucker beam for him. Beam for him. Track got killed, smokey voice 4-7. Yeah. That's MOK, you nigga, that's fine. Letters you on one for your name. Cause you couldn't get headed.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All eyes on me, man.
That was lit. That was so lit, bro. Damn. Damn, that was lit as hell, man. For real. What we got? What we got here, bro? We got something else. Ooh. Did you make this?
What?
Yeah. Or you made this song?
This is a full song, yeah.
Okay, oh, we got this song, okay. We got one more song, hold on, Too Late. Yeah.
And I ain't gonna cap in this song, you know what I'm saying? Let him say facts, he did, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Fans on our asses, we supposed to say salad. I hit a lips over, don't need personality. Dreads on my ass, they won't feel what I'm thinking. Baby, I'm at bed, it is only the beginning. If I didn't do what I did, would I be here today? Wake up on my money mode, gotta get it quick like I'm the lit. I won't let shit go, if I start, gotta go out of the way. My motherfucking woman said, so I make sure I'm a winner. I won't break, I won't tell, I'm too real for the face. Cause that mouth was too late. Got no love, got no heart, my shit broke a long time ago. Bitch, I'm happy anyway. I won't break, I won't tell, I'm too real for the face. Cause that mouth was too late. Got no love, got no heart, my shit broke a long time ago. Bitch, I'm happy anyway. Yeah, slime, my body goes forever. Yeah, slime, for you I kill whoever. Yeah.
But you went away, call me a red. Nigga, I can't fuck with that. You my brother since a long time, so how the fuck could you do me bad? Niggas always talking shit, but I never do it on your name. I ain't even tryna diss you, so I'm dancing. Your mommy said, oh yeah.
I won't break, I won't tell. I'm too big for the face, but that mouth was too late. Got no love, got no heart. My shit broke a long time ago. Bitch, I'm happy anyway. I won't break, I won't tell. I'm too big for the face, but that mouth was too late. Got no love, got no heart. My shit broke a long time ago. Bitch, I'm happy anyway. A wild lady was wrong. Now you tryna say sorry. You realize that the real is at the end of the story. Now it's too late.
'69, we back at it again, bro. This guy just doesn't stop, bro. This guy is insane, bro. Freestyles and just song after song, bro. You don't miss.
I don't miss. This motherfucker came in.
That's why he came in, bro. And you delivered, bro. There's some crazy stuff, bro. The fact that you don't drop it. Bro.
Better than the pizza man.
Better than the pizza man, for real, bro. Man, you know?
Better than sushi man. We deliver.
A sushi?
You did?
Yeah. Do they actually do a delivery for sushi?
But yeah,
Asian food, man. Yeah.
I like pizza more than sushi.
You for sushi?
Not really, bro. I don't like fish.
Oh, yeah. Bro, this is like the second time in a row. Like yesterday I was just, you know what I'm saying, like on my way to MBS and shit, you know what I'm saying? I just picked up a chicken, shit, you know what I'm saying? We just walking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the way to the stew and stuff, you know what I'm saying? We just talking and stuff, right? And then was it her, bro? Yo. It wasn't my homie. Nah, I think it was her, bro. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about some old, yeah. I don't like
sushi.
Seafood and stuff. The shrimp is the only thing I tolerate. You know what I'm saying?
I can't digest seafood. That's my problem.
Okay, so nigga, you are allergic.
Nah, it's just like it's not like an allergic reaction. It just comes out like in a crazy way, you
in
know?
A crazy,
what I mean?
Yeah,
in a crazy
way. Intolerant way.
Intolerant way.
It's a big splash.
It doesn't come out as well as it came in, type. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's something with you like that.
Nah,
you like anything?
I like a bunch of shit, man. Bunch of stuff. Sorry, I'm trying not to swear, man. I'm not supposed to swear.
Nah, you can't.
Talk God, me, boy. I like African food.
Word.
I like plantain. My island's people from the islands and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna know what I'm talking about, man. Plantain, bro. Bananas. You got what else? I like to get some ribs, man. Barbecue sauce on that motherfucking grill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The hottest day in the summer and shit.
Exactly.
Some good-ass ribs. And then what else? Man, I'm sorry, bro. Cursing,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? What else?
You ever tried brisket?
Brisket, I think once, bro.
Dude.
Jerk chicken, man. Shout out to jerk chicken, bro.
Oh, jerk chicken.
All my people from the islands, bro. Y'all get it, man. With the jerk chicken, bro.
They got great seasoning.
Holy.
Texas brisket.
I tried to cook brisket, bro.
It's hard.
It did not go like planned.
No.
But that stuff has to cook for like 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah, bro, you gotta like
12, 14.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of like preparation, bro, but it's so worth it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, brisket's amazing.
I'm gonna add that to the list.
You have to tap in the brisket.
It's flavorful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like Texas brisket.
Yeah.
But like low key though, like once again, fish. Hell nah, bro.
But you're also saying this because you're Italian, bro.
That's
how
also
could
true.
You choose like pizza over sushi if you're Italian, you know?
I mean,
who would take sushi over pizza, bro?
Honestly,
I don't know no one. I don't know no one on earth, bro.
I don't know,
man.
Sushi is good.
Just because I'm Italian,
man.
So good,
and
bro.
I'm not no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, bro. Come on, guy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what is
shout
he?
Shout out to them, though.
Yo, shout out Leonardo, bro. For real. And
nah, Raphael was my boy. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Raphael. He's the lamest one, bro. No doubt.
No, Leonardo's the coolest one, bro. He's blue, bro.
Bro, he's like,
blue's cool.
Giddy two shoes. Like, oh, let's follow what
bro. That's why he's the leader, bro.
I mean,
that's why he's the boss, bro. He got shit done.
He cool to see. All respect to Leonardo, bro. But
fair.
That's just not my guy, bro. I take Mikey over him. No doubt.
Mikey
lit, bro.
Donatello is alright. I feel like he's underrated.
Facts, he is. But I'm always like, I'm right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm always like, okay, so I got Raph first, Second place, I still don't know who to give it to between Donnie and Mikey and stuff. You know, a friend of mine recommended me to Freddie Crooks recommended me to tap in into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003 show. Show.
Yo, because
apparently Donnie got some great scenes in there that'll really like maybe get me, you know, set on who I better have on my side between Mikey and Donnie. You know what I'm saying?
So 100%. But I thought Donnie was actually a lot better represented in the new one, the Mutant Mayhem. You ever watch the new one, the animated one?
Yeah, I watched
that. Was lit.
He was doing this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a little pretentious and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, a little change of character and stuff for Donnie. But I you know why I'll take it? Cause, bro, the nigga been getting like
side
the fella's been getting trashed on for about like just people in general for so long and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I always hear Donnie at the bottom of people's lists and when ranking the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle characters or just ninjas and stuff.
Shout out to Donnie, man. Would you say like some of the things that you've watched like cartoons or human shows would influence like your music in a weird way?
100 times, 100%.
We were talking about movies before.
Over 9,000%.
9,000%.
Yeah,
dude, that's honestly, it's really cool seeing how like influences have such a like a big impact on someone's music.
Facts.
Mars, what would
artistry in general, you know,
for real, bro? It's all like energy. What would you say influences you like when it comes to like other media?
Other media,
like movies, shows, culture.
Culture for sure, always environment, but environment? I do have a weird relationship with media because I'm not
a weird relationship with media.
Yeah, I don't really get my music. I only get the music that I listen to or that I have a file, like meaning listen to like in my environment.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? So that's why I always try to do it, but that's also why my style is completely different. So yeah, but it's always like always from the radio, from, you know, songs that are recommended at the studio, and that's like what composes my playlist. But like,
okay, that's like, you listen to the radio like that?
Yeah, I like the radio. I think it's so nice, bro.
Always ain't gonna lie to you, man. You know what? I'm not gonna trash the other radios. They might play my stuff one day, bro. You know what I'm saying? Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. That was in my mouth.
But also like streaming services, bro. They like consider as an artist, you know, when you look at the streaming services, they misrepresent you to like a crazy degree.
100%, bro.
Streaming services. What do you mean by misrepresent?
Because let's say it's, I think if I'm not wrong with these numbers, but it's around, if you want to play a song and get $10,000 on Spotify, let's say, you have to play it 10,000 times, around 10,000 times. Okay. And then if you want
to
make
it has to pass on the radio 10,000
times on Spotify.
On Spotify,
But on a radio show, it can pass 400 times, and you make the same amount.
Okay, yeah, radio's good. I mean, that's how people used to do it back.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
The
old technology. But when you stream it, you know.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the radio, man.
For real.
I mean, my childhood, bro, I don't know. The radio wasn't so, you know, hot. Maybe I was just listening to the wrong stations or something. But I've had a few good, you know. I heard a few bangers come through the radio, especially when they play the OGs, man. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Yeah.
Favorite things about the radio when they play the OGs and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Shit I would listen to as a kid and shit.
I feel like for me, it was mostly more through like my dad's CDs.
Uh-huh.
Like we had like a lot of like rock CDs, like Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, oh.
Yo, I'm talking classic Bon Jovi. I'm talking about Shot Through the Heart and You're Too Late.
I had a lot of ABBA.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so y'all were getting lit.
If I know ABBA, man, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You don't know ABBA, man, you tripping, boy. You don't know ABBA, you don't know nothing, boy. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like what's cool about the radio is that you can like find some like really cool artists and you can find some really cool music.
Facts.
For hidden gems. But sometimes like you can like find some things that are like not exactly your style, and that's okay because you're always like learning and you're always trying to find new styles.
Of course.
But I feel like not the reason why it's like not dying out, I wouldn't say, but like with streaming is that it's so much easier. You can just shuffle something and you can find that like so much easier. Compared to the radio, it's just like, okay, one song, it's okay. One song, yeah, it's cool. Then there's an ad, and rinse and repeat the cycle.
Yeah, so that makes me think that, you know, sometimes I just be, like, wondering and thinking that maybe I'm hesitating between like, oh, we should go back to simpler times and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, fuck it, let's keep stepping into the future and stuff, you know?
I feel like we did have it good back in the good. I feel like we peaked as society, not what, like technology wise and like media wise.
We still ain't hit that peak, bro.
Yeah.
No, like nostalgic wise, early 2010s. I feel like it was a different era. You know what I mean? Like everything was new. There wasn't as much pedophiles. But like, but like, it was just, I don't know, I feel like there was like, it was nostalgic, I guess. It just was exciting. Now I like,
Facts.
They announced a new iPhone, no one cares. It's the same thing.
Bro, I didn't, bro, I remember getting that ad, bro, you know what I'm saying? I was like, already, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, then we just released the 16th and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's weird, like, no one's excited.
Already, my nigga, like, 17 times, bro, the same altar to like, I mean, bro, I don't know, man. I keep breaking my phones like almost every year, bro.
Damn.
I've had this one since like last year. That's so. That's like the first time in a while I've had a phone last more than a year, and that's a little issue that a lot of people are gonna relate to and stuff. I thought about, you know, getting the newest iPhone and shit, the 16 or
yeah,
but bro, I don't know, man. I don't even know anymore when it comes to phones, cause.
It's like, always the same thing, sort of.
Right. I just want something that's going to be, like, durable, and a phone I'm going to have, like, a lot of, you know, be able to have a bunch of pics, you know what I'm saying, without the storage just giving up on me and stuff.
For real, bro. That's always a problem.
I would say it's Apple, though, because you see, like, all the other
Consumerism!
Yeah, but all the other companies are doing some crazy stuff. Like, the screen, like, there's the phone that you can literally bend.
Yeah, I mean, they turned it into
and, like, my friend got it. Like, it's a real phone. It's like a flip phone, but when you unflip it, it becomes a phone.
Back to the past, man. You know what I'm saying? Nostalgic, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ask him to open up on iPhone games, bro. Tell him, let's play Cup Punk. And he flips open the phone, he can't do it.
Come on, man, you're not one of those people, bro.
No, I'm joking. Okay. I feel like, you know what I miss, though, about, like, not like simpler times, but I miss feeling excited for something new. Like, whenever I do, like think about the iPhone 6, the iPhone 7. Mm-hmm. I remember when there was no button, people lost their minds over that.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was insane. I felt like, oh, tomorrow they're gonna be flying cars. For the iPhone 17,
a stretch, but
yeah, well, saying? Like, you know, what I
feel that, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how you felt back then. You know,
yeah, and the gap was just like, it was short. It was like only between like what, 5-4 years. It was like really short, but it felt so like memorable. And I feel like the same could be said about music in a way, like how
100%, bro.
Because think back to before COVID, music just sounded so much more not like livelier, but like everyone just sounded more distinct. In a way, I don't know if I'm making sense.
I think. COVID started a wave of because COVID made a whole lot of people start making music and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
And now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all motherfuckers, it's hella people started making music in the COVID era that are very talented and stuff, that I personally know that are very talented. But I think we're in a space where we're oversaturated with rappers and just
copy paste rappers, per se.
Right, exactly. I'm saying, and I'm not the most, you know, I'm not the most original character myself, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm not a character, man, you know what I'm saying? This is 100% me being me right now, live, in the flesh, CBA, all that good stuff, you know
Smokey
what I'm saying?
Smokey Picasso, you know?
1690 to come up. For
but, I'm big on taking risks and experimenting and stuff. And
100%.
I feel like it was... equal amount, you know what I'm saying? We had a good amount of experiment. No, I feel, yeah, the experiment before was better, I think. Nah, I liked it, you know what I'm saying? But it became sort of the what we get today is like they get it from before, basically, you know what I'm saying? So the experiment from before is basically like a prototype, and then you got the experiment of today is like subcategories of what they did like 10 years ago and stuff, you know what I'm saying? That shows truly like, okay, you got it from there. So maybe I should just go and listen to what was happening back then and stuff. You know,
exactly. But it's true. And it's like, because right now we have the streaming available and everybody can listen to anything whenever they want.
Like, bro, back to how you was feeling about, let's say, the iPhones and stuff. That's how I felt about watching movies, you know? So we
really?
We talked a lot about movies and stuff. But I remember the feeling of just going to the store and getting this DVD and stuff. So I had a
word, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Renting DVD, out the bro. Stuff.
Yeah, renting yeah, out, yo, bro, for
you know
real.
What I'm saying? The cover was beautiful, shining and shit. You know what I'm saying? You open it up, you got your CD.
Physical
then,
media, bro.
Right?
Physical
you know
media
you got your little
is long lost, bro.
Games too, man. You know what I'm saying? Bro.
Different
it's crazy,
time.
Bro. You
different
know what I'm saying? Time. Like, CDs, bro. People don't even carry CDs no more when they get a game and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is transactional, online. Everything's done online. Everything's doing and done in, you know, digital stores and stuff, you know? Like, yeah. Niggas don't be going to the game store no more. Like, they didn't care. Abolished. EB Games, man. I don't know if y'all familiar with EB
Games. Dude, don't
man.
Even get me started, bro.
My
Xbox
shit, bro. EB Games.
You know I bought my PS4.
EB Games, bro. You from Montreal, you know about EB Games, man. You play video games, Montreal, you've been here more than 10 years, you know EB Games, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, when they closed that down, bro, I was distraught, bro. I felt more distraught. Like, I didn't even feel that bad when I broke up with my girl, bro. But, like, that was crazy. I felt something I never thought I felt before. Like,
I feel that same.
And I feel like there's a death to physical media because I feel like it's expensive. For one reason, right. Like I saw this article the other day, Nintendo's charging like
yo, they're going bonkers, man. Yo, Nintendo, bro,
they
gotta
charge
chill, bro.
$20
the
extra dollars for
hey,
already
yo,
their
the
expensive ass games, which already are expensive as it is. $20 extra dollars for physical. If you want to buy it online,
on,
it's not $20.
Bro,
extra.
They just released a bundle of Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2, and
I heard of that.
That stuff goes for $70.
Are you serious,
total, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Actually, well, it's.
I'm so glad I still got both of my physical copies. Back to the physical copies, man. We on the
I do
Wii,
it.
Bro.
I have the exact
on
same
the
one.
On the Wii, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah,
still got both of my ass, bro. Dead ass. To this day.
To
this
day. They're going to become valuable and everything. You know?
But, Mars, what do you think about physical media? And, like, how do you think it affects us and, like, when it comes to music?
Anthony Joshua.
But I think that physical media is for sure something that has more value now. So that's why I think, like, by doing events, performing live, I think these types of things, also in rap, is really important because, like, a lot of people, like, you know, the main way they get popular is through the platforms.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, rappers getting popular just because they do so many shows in the city, because they're always outside, they get the connection. Yeah, exactly. Like bands, you know?
Yeah.
Usually bands, they get known because they play in a bunch of restaurants, they play in a bunch of spaces, and that's how they get their stuff. So, I think that if we... Yo, rapping...
Rock bands is crazy.
Yeah, rock bands.
Rock bands are crazy, because you know what, bro? We don't see that often. And, like, when you see something, like, you haven't seen before, but it's also, like, exciting, it's new, and it gets people, like, talking.
Yep.
And that's what we try to do, you know, like, with Mario, CBA. No one's doing what he's doing. And, like, it's so cool that we get to, like, have the opportunity to, like, showcase these new artists and their talent. And you too, bro, Smokey. Honestly, bro, I haven't been this excited for an artist in a long time.
Deadass.
But even, like, honestly, besides Mario, Mario's
gonna like that you smoke that.
Mario is my favorite. Mario is always in my heart.
W Glaze.
But he's not dropping any music, so right now he's on sabbatical. Bro, honestly, bro, it's great seeing people being passionate about something.
Of course.
And that's something I want to showcase on my show all the time. Each and every artist that we've had always has something new. It's always something new, it's something fresh, and it's always exciting. And I, honestly, I can't wait to see where you're gonna come, like, where you're gonna go with this music, bro, because honestly, don't laugh.
See nothing, I'm not gonna say. Keep going, pause. You got it, boy, you got,
we got
it.
We got like one minute left. You know where I was going with this. Do you have any final words, Smokey, before we close off?
That was lit, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all again for the opportunity and stuff. I'ma definitely slide back. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the last you hear of me.
Of course, bro. We gotta have you on Spotify.
And the people, just remember, you know what I'm saying, if you haven't heard anything I've said before, it's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm low-key. All right, you know what? Let's get to the important stuff. Bro, anything is possible. Remember that.
Anything is possible.
Smokey's out.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back.
1690, you're listening to The Come Up with
yeah,
the White Boy with Sauce,
Shot.
Mars,
yeah.
And Smokey Picasso.
Yeah,
yes,
peace out, y'all. Have a nice night. Stay safe. Yes, sir.